Good evening. So we're holding here in Derech Eitz Chaim. We saw last time tests about that the Yedias HaEmes itself gives a person a different sense of things, and just knowing what's right and so on makes an impression. Now Yud is going to add another step. Hamoishlem b'Yitzro, v'Chachameinu Zal Amru, al ken yomru hamoishlem b'yucheshben. So the Moshe say bo cheshbon, hamoishlim el hamoishlim b'yitzrom, bo cheshbon is bo nachshav cheshbon shel olam, ki mi she'ein hamoishel b'yitzroi, ein meisim atzmoi, lo yosim atzmoi lezeh l'olam, ach hamoishlim b'yitzrom him yasas hadov hazeh v'yilamdu l'acherim lasas oisai. He brings here this Chazal. It's a very famous Chazal, and he brings this actually in Masil Sesharim also. This is famously written in Masil Sesharim. Now, Lechura, it just sounds like, okay, it's a simple Musa. If you know, you should be Chashav Cheshbon Sha'olam, be Chashav Hefzik Keneged this, and so on and so forth. It doesn't sound like there's anything here, any particular Amkus. What's he adding? So let's look at it again. Chazal say, "Alken yom ha'moishlim bo yucheshbon." The people of Moishe in the Sahara tell you, "Let's make a cheshbon." Bo v'nashas ben shoylam, ki mi she'ne moishlim yitzah das matzal zeh lo'olam. So people of Moishe in the Yitzah are going to make this cheshbon. People who are not going to Moishe in the Yitzah are not going to make the cheshbon. So I'd like to ask a shelas tam. The people, so you tell me like this, that tzaddikim will learn Musa, but Rishayim don't learn Musa. So, but you're telling me that the Rishayim never get to learn Musa, because the Rishayim, so then, what's the point of it? You're telling me that the Moshel B'Yitzram are people that are going to learn Beit HaChesh HaOlam. So it's almost as if they're the ones who don't need to make the cheshbon because they're Moshe Yitzchak. The other people do need to make the cheshbon, and not Moshe Yitzchak. So how do we understand it? So let's talk a little bit about what I think he means here. What's the aimic of it? A person comes to you with a business deal, and he lays out this business deal that just put down $500,000. And in no time at all, you're going to become a billionaire. Okay? There are two reasons how and why a person will fall through. One reason is that the person sees the numbers, but doesn't really analyze the numbers. You know, you can build over here X amount of housing units for Y expense and sell it at C, and the delta is your profit, and well, you're the next billionaire. Okay, first of all, you know, what are you basing on 100% sales? Secondly, what expenses are there? This and so on. And you begin to crunch the numbers and make a cheshbon over there, and it doesn't look as good as you presented it at all. There's a second reason why I don't figure out that I'm going to lose. I am crazy about becoming a billionaire. It's something that I really want. And you come along and you show me pictures of what it's going to look like when I be a millionaire. So now I don't even bother to make a cheshbon. I'm not in a cheshbon mode whatsoever. I remember when I came to America, so started getting these mailings, and they had publishing, the one that always has the sweepstakes. So this was just the beginning of a computer era, and they would have a letter that had filled in information. So it says, "I'm standing here on Arcola Avenue, and we're about to go into your apartment at 1100 University Boulevard, and we brought your flowers to the Capitol Flower Center," and so on and so on and so forth. So the point was, we were reading that, you already were a millionaire. So the trifles they wanted to sell you was Dvarim Shelo Shlomah V'Kach. I mean, a millionaire, is, it makes a big difference. Another Shmata, another Shmata. The person's Koyach HaDimyon clouds over any cheshbon and never gets the cheshbon. So there's two daggers. People that are not Moshel B'Yitzhak, but Yitzhak Moshel them, means that they're being dominated by something. That means the Koyach HaDimyon is dominating them. So there's nothing to talk about. You're not going to make a cheshbon because tachlis, in front of your eyes, you have you have dancing visions of being a millionaire. Now, there's a second thing. Even if the person is in control of himself, but unless I take out the numbers and go through them and make the cheshbon, it's still not going to strike me as a bad deal. The need to make a cheshbon, now what does that accomplish? So I will say that the Ramchal is developing an idea parallel to what he's been saying until now. Until now we've learned that a lot of the ruchnis tikinyanim are bekoach, not bepoal. That it's all latent within the gachelas, the spark that can flame into a real flame. So b'meila, what I need to do is I need to bring out the flame that's hidden within the ember. The same thing also, and it speaks about the seichel, understanding many things that he put down parallel, Torah, and many things that are parallel. This also is parallel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emes of is this kedai to do or not, is in front of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trick me. But unless I sit down with the numbers and say, what does this mean? You sell the apartments for X amount of dollars. What's that based on? Why are you projecting yourself at that amount? Are there comparable apartments going for that amount? How long do they sit on the market? How many are unsold? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the questions. Without doing that, the information is like the ember with the fire in it. It's there, but it's sort of hidden in it, and that's why it's not going to work. So there's two parts. The Moishlim are the ones we tell Bo Cheshbon, and they need to make a cheshbon, or else the truth will not be apparent to them. Yudalf, Halo Adam. Then he says, "Achamoshim biyitzam hem yases adavaze v'yilamdu lacherim lasos oisam." And then to teach others also. This is interesting, like why he puts it in over here. It's true that part of being a good person is to teach others, and that's you know, I'm not taking away from that. But tachlis, is that something that's the core to it? Ken yom moshav v'yecheshbon. So I think his diuk is from the fact that it says Al Kain Yoimru Hamoishlim Boyuchhajm. The Moishlim are speaking to others and they're saying Boyuchhajbin. So I would offer maybe the following understanding why this is incorporated into it. Because the Chura, we're talking about everybody needing to make his own cheshbon nefesh, needing to do what's right, and so on. Well, why are they busy telling other people? So I think the reason is because if everybody got Torah, so everybody is on equal footing, and everybody can keep the Torah on his own. He's supposed to keep the Torah. It's nice if I remind somebody to keep the Torah, but it's not imperative, but etzem. Here, for many people, this is a closed book. They don't have the ability to look into it. And therefore, it is my job, somebody who does know how to make the cheshbon, it's his job to project it, to disseminate it. Okay, now he gives a little bit of an example. Halloy, ha'adam roiv shnois yomav oimed lachshev chesbonos ha'sokov, iskechai sho. A person spends most of his life calculating. V'lom le'yosim ha'levov efel sh'achas gam luzois, lachshev emachshev es mamish, mahu v'lom ha'bo lo'ilom, now, none of these questions is going to lead to a surprise answer. The point is not that asking these questions, hey, I never realized that. And because if that was true, we would learn it once and that would be it. Why is this constantly being repeated again and again? Why do I make this cheshem constantly? The answer is because it has a teva to snap back into this place. There are certain things that are wound up like in a coil, or I'm trying to think of something like it, where you pull it out, and as long as you hold it out, it's out. As soon as you let go of it, it snaps back into its place. It's coiled back up into its box or whatever it is. So here it's also like that. The emes of the cheshbonei shel olam is always latent within a blank kind of little box, a bland box that just says, everything's a kadosh baruch hu. But inside that is hidden this whole cheshbon. And if a person doesn't unfold it, for all practical purposes, he lives without it. Just like if I bring to somebody a business, I try to interest them in a business, and I don't have the cheshbon written out, I'm not going to figure it out. So this is also something like that unless a person keeps asking himself, who am I? What am I here for? What's my tachlis? It's not going to happen. This is the best aids against the yetzer v'kalo upolosa gdoilo piyarav sheyamoy ha'odem b'chol yoyim lefoches sh'achas ponui mishakol machshavos lachshev rak la'inyan hazeh shamati. So a person, if he spends just 1 hour each day, I don't know if the word shah means an hour of the dafka as much as a segment of time. A person sets a segment of time to sit and think about it. V'ivakesh v'lvovem ma'aser ishoinim avas oylam shekach choshek Hashem b'hem. So let's leave this a second and let's talk about this point meanwhile. He says, so a person needs to empty his mind with other things and spend an hour focusing on this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, so let's explain how this process works, why this process works, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So for every time in the world, there's Ra, and they're equal. They are equal, but they're not the same. They come in a different format. In other words, Ra comes to this world physically extremely dominant. And the Yetzirah and everything about it is the default thing I do. So I see food around me, I grab. There's somebody in my earshot, I schmooze. All these things are things that what they have going for them is that they're readily available. They're all over the place. Very tangible. That's what the physical world has going for it. The ruchnistika world has going for it that it's the emes, and a person is makid the emes 100%. There's no question. Faced with emes versus whatever sheker, a person will pick the emes. So why don't we? What's the sign on the other side? The answer is because it is hidden. It is not easy. Looking on the surface, you don't yet see it all until you don't actually get into it. So that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyness, so to speak. All the, the Inyanim of Toiv, he was goyness it. And then he says, V'yivakesh b'liboy. So a person spends an hour a day in his boinenos, his spiders, whatever, however you want to call it. And then he says, V'yivakesh b'liboy, should ask himself, Ma'osa rishayim avasaylam, shekach hoshak Hashem b'hem. What did the Avasa rishayim do that Hashem liked them so much? Ma'asa Moshe ben al-Shala, Ma'asa David Mashiach Hashem, Chodor Shal Faneinu, V'yala b'sichle ma'toiv lo'odo k'o mechayim la'asas kein, gam hu v'toiv lo. And then he'll say, whatever they did, I'll do. Oz yasur ma'chshavoysov l'das b'ezeh matzo nimtzav o'imid, l'fi anitzav d'ar shadarcha anshe Hashem, e'la Hashem o'ilam heimu. So this is very interesting. I want to think about it a little bit. He's saying, if a person wants to be a spider and was done right, let him ask himself, what did Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe David, and so on do to make this a soul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is that the spiderness? If I were doing this spiderness, I would say this spiderness is who created everybody, who gave life to everybody, who is the king of the world. Why does it start with this? It's Ke'ilu. What about Mashiach? What about Moshe Rabbeinu? And what about, and Hashem said, how about that? So he says, I don't know, I don't have a clear teretz, but what I think is, it's the easiest way to see what Toiv looks like when you unwrap it. It's like anytime you build a model or a puzzle, whatever it is, you always like to have a picture of the Davar Shalem, and then you understand what you have here. So if a person gets a box of bits and parts and pieces, and has no idea what it is, so it's a box of parts and pieces. When he sees a car that was assembled out of those pieces, he realizes what he has. So to realize, you have to see it in person. So just having it Tziva Hashem is nice, but that's not going to give you the sense of what is ganus in the Olam HaMitzvahs. What is ganus in Olam HaMitzvahs is a Tzuras Adam. A person who is, let's give a dogma, which I think is common enough that we could get a feel for it. By Hasidim, they sort of fixate on a Rebbe. He's going to teach them. He's going to guide them. Being davar to him is the davar Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one nusach. There's another nusach. When I see an Adam Gadol, I see what can be made out of a person. What does an Adam HaTorah look like? And now I can build my model based on that. Until that time, that's ganus. I know what the mitzvahs are. I can give you back. I can the Mishnah Berurah, but it's all ganus. The time. When do I know what is the what the hidden piece is? Didn't pieces the tzura of a gadol. So he says, if a person has such an image in front of him, he says, you know what? If I sit and learn, I'm going to become like so-and-so. I mean, most brachim who probably have had the experience that when they came to yeshiva, they saw somebody who they really looked up to, it changed their focus as well. And then he brings a member from Shem Ba'yachoy, the im'ayin. Let's say he can't do that. He's trapped. Yitzhar is very strong, and he doesn't have what it takes to get out. So he says, Hein l'zoi schorad hoya v'tzoveya kichruchya ha-kodesh Reb Shimon Yochai v'tikun etikin asiri. It says Reb Shimon Yochai in the Tikkun HaZoya has a member describing what happens. V'zel l'shoyne. V'ayloi l'bnei nasha. Woe unto people the kutcha brichu asir imhoin begalusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trapped with them or jailed with them in Golus. Vayifin koi b'choi v'yakein ish el ish l'darker ponu v'askin delhoin v'orch delhoin. People, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah looks around, nobody cares, everyone's going to do their own thing. Just trying to sort of get some sense of it. He says that this is the musig of Shechinta Begalusa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them in Golus. Where is he coming in from? I mean, what does the member tell me that's relevant to what he said? And the answer is like this. The Shechinta Begalus means it's there, but it has to be uncovered. It has to be released. It has to have something, you know, it's like when something is there, bekoach, not bepoel, means its possibility is there, but the thing itself is not there. That's the pshat in Shechinta Begalusa. The Shechinta is here, but it's not being recognized for what it is. So this matzav over here should be, and every person should be able to break out and do what's right. He can't do it because he's trapped, and that's called Shechinta Begalusa. So Shechinta Begalusa is it's a unique combination. The Shechinah is there, but not capable of really functioning. That's exactly like a person who has a general picture of what's right, but doesn't have the ability to draw out the more specific points and conclusions, etc. Klal advar, ha'adam she'nechoshev azeh koshli me'oid me'oid la'gil ha'shlemus. A person who doesn't think about these thoughts on Hayu, it's hard to think that he'll ever reach shlemus. But on the other hand, ha'adam ha'choshev azeh korev le'a me'oid. But somebody who thinks about it, it's very korev. So, let's take the point and drive it home. When I have something like a glowing, like I have an ember that's not glowing, but if you were to blow on it, fire would come out. So I would ask the Shaila, you know, what's the status of the fire inside? The answer is it's imprisoned in the ember. It's there, but it can't get out of the ember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matziv of a person who has within him elikus, because every yid has, but he's not able to bring it out bepoel. He doesn't have the tools to blow on the fire, on the embers, and make a fire out of it. So that shechina is exiled permanently. It's not going anyplace. So he says, and that's why it says the Zohar says, "Vayifin koy v'koy v'yakein ish, ela ish the darkei panu, v'asakin delhoin baruchin delhoin." They're going in their own ways. They don't recognize the elikus that's coming out over here. You'd give them a klal advarim. Klal advarim ha'odam she'nechoshev al zeh koshali mo'id mo'id nagia l'ashleimus. Ba'odam ha'choshev al zeh korev aleh mo'id. Because anytime you have, let's say you have this ember, before I've blown on it, there's no fire whatsoever. Once I've blown on it, the fire is there before. V'chachomim holchim holich v'choshev tomid le'fanadaitum izeh. L'chein tzichom asem. Chachomim are constantly hopping on this. And the Mela, since they're hopping on this, they are constantly they're constantly bringing it out in them. So right now we have a sort of a summation of a person's yachas to the tov in the world. if he's to say it's just like saying I've got all the money in the world, but if it's in a bank account and you don't have the ATM machine and the bank is closed now, it's not going to help much. You need to be able to access it. So the access is that a person, it's always there within us to access it. The question is, how badly is it compressed? How much effort have I made to open it up and to develop it? All the ideas and understandings needed to help a person cope with anything in the world is within a person. The question really is developing and bringing it out. Okay, so we finished. This is sort of a subsection of Derech Eitz Chaim, and we're holding by Solika Bechira Yudalit. Okay, so good night. Cult of.